Good morning. My guests this morning are Patrick Varner and Sarah Muirhead from the Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this play is called Buyer and Seller.
Yes.
Now, buyer is B-U-Y-E-R and seller is C-E-L-L-A-R. Explain this to me.
Sure. So in 2010, Barbra Streisand published a book called My Passion for Design, which is basically this beautiful coffee table book about the creation of this huge home that she built in Malibu. And since she's Barbra Streisand, she needed a basement to, you know, keep all of the things that she's acquired over the years
right.
in. But she didn't want some normal basement to keep everything in, because what fun is that? So she built a shopping mall in her basement where she keeps all of her old things. So she
wow.
has a doll shop where she keeps all of these beautiful antique uh-huh. dolls. There's an antique dress shop where she keeps all of her old dresses from movies and things like that. So the premise of the play is an imagined premise, but is basically the question of what if somebody had to work in the shopping mall in Barbra Streisand's basement?
No.
Yeah.
What a job.
Yes, truly, truly. Uh-huh. So it's a play about Barbra Streisand. It's about what it means to be an icon. It's funny. It's poignant. It's a really beautiful and fun piece of theater.
And it's a one man show. So
oh, yes.
every character that you meet throughout the course of the 90 minutes or so is played by Patrick. So he's everything all at once.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Where's Barbra Streisand?
She makes an appearance. She's there.
Uh-huh.
She is very well represented in this show.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay.
It is a loving tribute to her.
Where did this show come from?
So this show began in 2012 off-Broadway in New York. It's written by a guy named Jonathan Tollins, and it premiered with Michael Urie in the role of the attendant in Barbra Streisand's basement. And then he kind of toured it around. And then for the past year or two, it's been popping up in regional theaters across the country.
Uh-huh.
So we're both from Boston. I'm from Santa Rosa originally. Went out to school to go to Boston and have lived out there for about 10 years. And now I'm back here working on this. So it's
wow,
excellent.
That's...
Yeah.
Are you going to stay? Or
No, I'm unfortunately heading back. We decided that it would be nice to escape a Boston winter.
Yes.
So we're out here for a couple months working on this,
uh-huh.
and then heading back east right at the end of February after the run is over.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, I was remarking to another theater person mm-hmm. I was interviewing just a little earlier today, remarking on in the last year or so how many people who are in Sonoma County shows are Actors Equity members.
Yeah.
Who are professional actors.
Yeah, it's very exciting. The theaters in the area have really been, they seem to be really going that direction, which is really exciting. I was able to join the union last year in Boston,
uh-huh.
and it's super exciting to be out here, you know, back in my hometown, living, you know, with my parents at home for a couple months,
right.
working as a professional actor. It's
How
very
long
exciting.
Has it been since you've done this?
The last show I did out here was in 2012. I directed mm-hmm. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers at the Playhouse. And that was the last show I did out here. And then otherwise I've been out working in Boston.
Sarah, talk a little bit about your experience.
I have a similar story. I am originally from New Jersey and went up to Boston for school. Got my BFA in acting at BU like Patrick.
Uh-huh.
And I am also a professional equity actor working in Boston. Although I also do direct. I think for both of us, it's really exciting how much additional equity work is popping up all over the place. And
right.
there's more and more work for professional actors. But we were also really excited about this opportunity because as a young artist, it's also really exciting whenever someone gives you an opportunity to present work that is your own. You have your own desire
uh-huh.
to make.
Yeah,
this project was kind of brought by us to the Playhouse. So it was really exciting for us to have someone want to bring us in and give us a chance and some agency over our own work as well.
Well, excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in and telling us about this show. Let's tell people that the title is Buyer and Seller. It's a North Bay premiere. It opens on February 3rd, plays through February 19th. For information,
6thStreetPlayhouse.com.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.